This is Space Kate reporting from IAC 2018, and I have been looking around. I found one of my favourite space agencies. You have the most fabulous logo. It's JAXA, and it's been a very big day for JAXA. So first of all, I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself and tell me how you are connected to big news story of the day, Hayabusa 2.
Yes, my name is Masaaki Fujimoto. I'm the Deputy Director General of the Science Institute of the Space Agency, JAXA. And my institute runs the Hayabusa 2 mission. And I've been talking a lot to my German and French colleagues, so this is a big day for me as well.
So I was at IAC, 4 years ago, 2014, and I came and spoke to somebody at JAXA about this mission. It hadn't even launched yet, Hayabusa 2. So for those people that don't know, what is this mission and why I am so excited about it, please, can you tell me just a very simple, what is the mission for and what do you hope to get out of it?
Yes, this is an asteroid sample return mission, which means that we go to the asteroid, we land on the surface of the asteroid, we get the samples and bring the samples back to Earth for detailed material science analysis. And through that analysis, we learn about the small bodies that were born in the outer part of the solar system, which contained water inside of it. And it's those small bodies that must have brought water to Earth to make our planet habitable. So we are asking the question of what made our planet habitable and make us alive here, you know, living on this planet now. So we're really after the big question.
So last week we saw some fantastic little videos because you'd already landed something on Hayabusa. On Ryugu, that's my bad there, with the Hayabusa 2 mission. But overnight something exciting has happened.
You mean last night? Yes. About 10 days ago we had our own small rover on the surface. That's by the name Minerva. What's happening this morning, or whatever you call it, last night, it was the German-French lander on the surface of Ryugu. So we brought their small lander all the way to Ryugu and then deployed it on about 50 meters above the surface. And the small lander made a free drop onto the surface, and then now it seems to be operating. So we are getting, you know, two small landers on the surface of the asteroid. And that's really important because when we got to this target asteroid, the surface condition of the asteroid was a bit different from what we had expected. And which means that we need more information. We need to learn more about the surface so that we can do the touchdown and sampling operation that is to happen later. But now that we have small landers on the surface that will give us some data. Well, the Minerva has given us already nice images of the surface. I'm pretty sure that Mascot will do the same. Then we learn more about the surface condition, and that's what's needed for us to detail the operation planning for touchdown and sampling. So this international collaboration is really critical so that we can achieve the main goal of the mission.
And the instruments that have touched down on the surface of the asteroid, how long do you expect those to be working for?
The Minerva itself, we don't know. It's a rechargeable. It has a rechargeable battery, so as long as it lives, we're happy. When it comes to Mascot, it has a definitive lifetime of 16 hours, and I think maybe it lasts only for a few hours from now. Which is sad, kind of, but still, you know, that mission was designed according to that limited lifetime, so it has its own instrument, they have their own idea to make the lander operate within that limited amount of time to give us, you know, precious information that is not obtainable otherwise, unless you land on the surface. So even though the lifetime of Mascot is limited, I think the instrument onboard is really nice, so I'm really expecting a lot coming out of this small lander. Even the size is small. I think the information you get is something you can only get if you have the Mascot and nobody, nothing else.
And how long do we have to wait to get this information back? I mean, I'm excited now. I want to know, what are you finding?
Yes, that's a good question, because the data, the small lander itself is on the surface of the asteroid. It cannot communicate directly to Earth. So the data will go up into the main spacecraft, Hayabusa 2, which is hovering above the asteroid at the altitude of 2.5 kilometers. So it's like, you know, giving the nice service, giving the nice data relay service to the small lander. We are supporting it. And then after the operation is done, the main spacecraft will send the data back to Earth. So it's going to take a few days or maybe a week until we see the whole achievement from the small lander.
And as for the sample return part of the mission, you haven't chosen the exact site where you take the sample from yet, is that correct?
We have selected the landing site candidate already, because you know otherwise you cannot plan the operation. But the issue is that, as I told you before, when we got there, what was shocking is that everywhere on the surface of asteroid was rough, you know, covered by boulders, almost everywhere. We had expected a large area to be smooth, with a smooth terrain, covered by sand particles. And we thought that that's where we're going to land and get the samples. But now that the story is not that easy, we have to be more careful. And that's why how much we appreciate the small landers, because they are really giving us the more information that's necessary for us to make a safe landing scenario. So we have, by inspecting the surface condition, we have selected the landing site candidate, which is the safest spot on the surface. But we still have to improve our navigation precision. We still have to learn more about how do we improve the landing and touchdown scheme so that we can get the samples super safely. So we are in the process of designing the details of the touchdown and sampling operation. But we have to make this happen. We have to get the samples back. So, but I think. I trust my team. I think the team will do this, yes.
Now, somebody described to me when I was trying to find out how you picking up a sample from an asteroid. I mean, that's not a simple thing to do.
True.
And they told me that it's a cross between a gun and a vacuum cleaner. It's going to shoot something down and then suck up all the dust. Would you say that's a good way to describe it? Or maybe you can explain that to me a bit better.
So what it's going to do is that there's a device by the name of sampler horn. It's like a horn, you know, sticking out from the bottom of the spacecraft. When the tip of that sampler horn touches the surface, we shoot the bullet into the surface of the asteroid, then create a debris by the bullet. Mm-hmm. And then because of the microgravity, so it's not necessary, well, it has to be vacuum, of course, otherwise air drag may stop the debris, but because of the combination of microgravity and vacuum, that lets the debris just float towards the spacecraft. And we have a sample container inside the spacecraft, so debris would just go through the sampler horn into the sample container. So that's the scheme we have for the sampling. So you're right. It's a gun. It's a bullet. Plus, we don't really suck anything. But vacuum is important because there's no air drag. It's a microgravity, so all the debris that was created by the bullet will certainly go into the sample container within the spacecraft.
And when can we expect the samples back here on Earth?
2020, around the end of 2020. And we have a Tokyo Olympics game in 2020, so 2020 is going to be a big year for us.
And what do you expect to find? It's going to be so exciting when that comes back safely. Mm-hmm. What are you hoping will be the result of that?
Well, maybe you're expecting me to tell you we may find the microbes in the samples. I'm sorry, that will not be the case. What we're going to find is that, So back to my initial comment, we have a program of small body exploration, and exploring those small bodies born in the outer part of the solar system, which must have played a big role of bringing water and organic materials to Earth, which was super dry at the beginning. So and then there are many kinds of small bodies. When you say small bodies in the outer part of the solar system, it can be comets, it can be a primordial asteroid. When you say primordial asteroid, there are classes of asteroid, depending on how much they have evolved from the original shape, which is more or less must have been like comet. So understanding which small body brought water and organic materials to Earth is a very critical question. And getting a sample will tell us about what kind of asteroid Ryugu is, and that will tell us it will open up the door so that we can dive into the investigation of the question that I'm raising here.
Well, thank you so much. That was amazing. I've learned a lot from you today. So thank you so much for your time. Thank you.